we perform a retrospective review of the midterm outcome of patients undergoing two bladder augmentation procedures for neurogenic bladder in a single institution. We studied a total of 67 patients who underwent standard cytopathy or serumuscular bladder augmentation. In the SMBA procedure, a double-layer intact in a serumuscular patch was used. We found that the improved urinary dynamic parameters in the SMBA group was significantly lower than that in the SC group. Children with SMBA had a higher probability of patch contracture and re-augmentation, which might be related to impaired blood supply and urine stimulation.